Let's Talk. As you know, we've been in Ephesians for the last few weeks, and today I want us to remember what we talked about just a little bit last week. Did you remember and practice listening to God last week? Did you look into His face and dive into His Word in order to really hear what He was teaching you? Lots of people, Christians and non-Christians, look at God's Word as a rule book, and they pick and choose what rules they agree with and the ones they don't. Does God's Word speak instructions? Of course it does. But the do's and the do-nots in the Bible were born from our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Daddy loves us so much that He guides us so that we can have and live the life that He has planned for us. So, today, when we start in chapter 5, verse 1, the very first word there is therefore. And when you hear that word therefore, means you probably should have paid attention to what was before what's about to be said. So, saying that, we're going to go back to chapter 4 and verse 30 through the end of that chapter. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And then it starts in chapter 5 and it says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So as we look back at the verses prior to verse 5, we learn some do's and do nots. The first thing that we'll cover was in verses 30 through 32, and those were the do nots. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not carry bitterness. Do not carry wrath. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Do not carry clamor or cause clamor, an uproar when we're upset about something. Do not slander. Do not hold malice or have the desire or intention to do evil. So we've been told there what not to do. So now let's look at the positive side of that and how we're supposed to imitate God. And that's in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5. The do's are, be kind to one another, be tenderhearted toward others, forgive as God forgave you and me, be imitators of God because you love Him, not because it looks good to one of your Christian friends, but because you love God, live like Him, have the desire to be like Him. Walk in love as Jesus loved us and gave Himself up for us. Is your life a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God? Okay, let's read and think about what it looks like to walk in love. In verses 3 through 12, we're going to read those in chapter 5. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as it is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the world, in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. Okay, so the do nots in this are do not practice sexual immorality, do not be impure, do not be covetous. Why? Because these actions have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. Remember, we're trying to walk and look like Christ. No filthy talk, no foolish talk, no crude joking. Do not take part in unfruitful works. Why? Because you will be deceived by empty words and actions. Because of all these things, the wrath of God will come upon the sons and daughters of disobedience. Warning, do not become partners with them. The do's, be thankful. Walk as a child of light. Discern or recognize or identify what is pleasing to the Lord. And it takes a lot of prayer and digging into the Word to do that. How do we do this? We walk as God's children to show the world light. And the light is the love of Jesus. Let's read verses 13 through 17. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We know that when we walk in a dark room and we turn on the light, it exposes everything in that room, right? So light exposes whatever's in the dark. So if we've got we had in our past life before Christ a lot of darkness, but when Christ came into our life, He shined that light on us, and we have His light inside of us. So it uncovered that darkness, and He shows us how to walk in light, how to walk in the light of Jesus. And in verse 14, when God called us, He woke us up from our state of darkness. He shone His light on us and helped us realize the darkness in our hearts. Praise God. And the do nots in these verses are just one: do not be foolish. And the do's are: be careful how you walk, be wise, make the best use of your time, because the days are evil. Understand God's will for you. And then in verses 18 through 21, we're going to see how to be filled with the Spirit. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. The do nots are: do not get drunk, for this is debauchery. Debauchery means immoral conduct or practice. The do's is to be filled with the Spirit. Sing to the Lord with your heart. Give thanks always and for everything to God in the name of Jesus. Submit to one another out of reverence, honor, or respect for Christ. Remember, these are not just do's and don'ts from the rule book. They are loving instructions from our Heavenly Daddy, because He loves us so much.